Blog Talk Radio.
In memory of a great comedic legend passing away this week, there's only one way we can start off this radio show. Are you ready, boys? One, two, three. Good morning, Vietnam! Or good evening, Milwaukee, the U.S., everywhere. We are currently sat here watching Good Morning Vietnam. We have announced to the world we are Good Morning Vietnam. And in tradition of keeping the comedic genius going along and playing a song that actually emphasized, just says who he was and everything, let's have some happy moments. Everybody could hear us singing, which to me is pretty awesome. I think we've deafened everybody. Hey, if you can't be made deaf on one of my radio shows, what is the world coming to? As I say, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth, commonly known as, oh my god, what the hell is she going to say this week?
It's all 7 days of the week.
Shut up, child. He said it is all 7 days of the week. You ain't even home half the time.
I'm home like 2 days a week.
Yeah, which isn't enough.
I have to, though.
Makes me sad, though, because I miss your smiley face.
Yeah, but I'm in football now. I'm a big boy.
No, you're not big boy.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're still my little baby, and you always will be my little baby. Every parent out there can testify to the fact it doesn't matter how old your child is, they are still your little baby. My mother referred to me as her little baby today. I'm going to be 40 next month. I'm hitting Robert with a Powerade bottle.
Stop.
Waggling his finger in my face. So anyway, as I say, we're watching Good Morning Vietnam, which is actually Robert's favorite Robin Williams movie of all time. It's one of his favorite movies. Okay, it is his favorite movie. And he should explain that there was an incident that happened when he was in middle school where one of his teachers actually says to the class, what does three up, three down mean to you? And Robert, because of this movie, actually piped up and said, end of an inning, to which his teacher started laughing. Because obviously his teacher then knew that Robert had seen Good Morning Vietnam. Now the thing is, let's be perfectly honest, with Robin Williams movies, you forgot that he was acting in it. He took on that persona of that person. He was, in this movie, he was Adrian Cronow, which for those of you who don't know, Adrian Cronow was actually a DJ on Armed Forces Radio in Vietnam time. And this is loosely based on his experiences, obviously condensed down. He was actually kicked out of Vietnam for befriending. Well, he didn't realize that it was a North Vietnamese soldier, but he was kicked out of Vietnam eventually because of that. But he was in there a lot longer than this movie portrays. But it was actually really sad. I was watching earlier yesterday and also some of today his interview on the Inside the Actors Studio. And that man's mind and how quick it works, the improvisation and everything, totally stunning, absolutely stunning. I'm chewing like these Starburst rings. The classic line. But we're actually kind of addicted in this household to Starburst minis. They are just like a me and Robert are addicted to Starburst minis. You hush up, Archer. I've introduced you as my special guest yet. No, you're old. I didn't say you weren't going to be my guest, but I haven't introduced you yet. Have I mentioned to everybody? That the irresistible 6'5" mountain of a man of pure chocolate goodness is here? No. When I do, then you may speak. Until they do something useful.
Yeah, nothing.
Make me a cup of tea. Robert, give me some of those Starburst minis. Don't make me have to go in my purse and get out the chocolate I've got hidden in there from the movies yesterday. We actually yesterday went to see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm in love with that movie. That is amazing. It was so much fun. It's probably my
and
favorite movie.
That's why they kept their personalities in
there. Yeah. I know, for me, I loved it because part of me is this thing when we have a turtle that we named Ralphie for obvious reasons, and he died 2 weeks before we lost Matthew. And it kind of was like, okay, that's Maddie's pet up in heaven, hence the whole turtle affiliation and everything. It does make me wonder if our turtle turns into a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Will one day, will I be sitting in the house and this mutated turtle can knock at my front door and say, hello, Mom, it's me, Ralphie.
What?
That would be
what?
Strange and hilarious at the same time.
If I have mad ninja skills, you don't know.
I didn't know.
You got mad football skills. We didn't see that coming. I will have to say, hold on, proud mommy moment here. My son, Robert Crawford, is the starting wide receiver for South Milwaukee Rockets. I need to announce for that football team. That'd be freaking awesome. Could you imagine?
No. Instead of saying, instead of saying, and Robert Crawford with a question like, my son got a touchdown!
That would be it. But no, it would be kind of like when you watch soccer and you've got the Spanish announced team where there's a goal and they say goal and they keep going on. It would be me. Touchdown! Field goal! So it'd be like, yeah, the other team scored anyway, moving on. But yeah, I'm very proud that my son, his first year playing football, is a starter. I'm not surprised because he's just as freaking awesome as me. What? Both of them looking at me. I am awesome.
Me and Adrian are like, why?
Are you awesome?
No.
Yes, you are. You're an awesome chocolate thunderbug. Are you awesome?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'll get it from you.
You what?
I don't get it from you.
Wow.
I don't get my football skills from you.
Well, no, that's quite obvious. I'll get the ball and do what your uncle did, run the opposite way.
So like on
one,
the water board.
You can't even attempt to do that in football, because... No.
Like on waterboarding. 72, 72,
30,
mama. Basically... He made a touchdown and just dropkicked him.
Basically what happened is I have a brother called Jake. We were in the same grade in high school, and he was playing rugby. Now, Jake, when it came to sports, is about as into sports as I am into coffee. So that should just tell you how much he was into it. The ball was thrown to him, and he turned around and started running down the other way, and people were screaming and shouting at him, and he thought they were cheering him on, so he just kept running even more. Thereby, nobody's actually trying to tackle him or anything, and he got what they call in England when you score that, it's called a try. He got a try, but for the other team, and he never lived it down ever since.
There's no possible way you can get a touchdown for the other team.
Alright, he'll end up being a
safety.
That I did know.
We're just 2 points.
Okay, on that note, we're going to play another song, and we will be right back.
The legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force in the beginning. Lucky, we're up all night to the sun. doesn't have no rhythm. Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
He's like, I don't think he's realised how many muscles are in his body and how many get used playing football. He is like stretching out right now and he's in pain. You can see it in his face. He's like, oh, oh, that's the muscle there.
Cheeks are red.
I think his face is just red from being out in the sun and training because it's got like this sunburnt look to it.
There you go.
See, I promise everybody I'll bore you all to death Saturday evening with about 20,000 photos. How many memory cards we got? We got like three, haven't we?
Like four.
Good, I'll make sure they're all empty and fill them all up with photos.
There you go.
Yeah, I will.
There you go.
When I go over my water breaker up on the sideline, I'll be like...
Then let me get a good photo of you then for Nana, because she's like... Already. Have you got a photo of him in his uniform yet? No, not yet. Why not? Because I haven't been to his practices. Why haven't you been to his practices? Because they're closed. Because they're closed practices. Well, I need a photo of Robert playing football. You have to get me a photo of him. Why haven't you got a photo of him yet? I need a photo of him yet. So I'll be getting photos of him, obviously. See, I can't help it. This is my baby boy. This is my baby boy doing good. He's going to get out, I swear to you. I don't care where you are in the US of A, where my son gets on that football field, you're going to hear me scream, shout, and cheer for him. Don't shake your head. You know I will. Did I not cheer for you when you graduated from your DARE program? AJ moved the seat away from me when I did, but...
Yeah, you did it at that concert, too.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
I just think that you two are haters. That's all there is to it.
No.
You just don't want to appreciate it. Oh, apparently Brandon walked in the middle of me cheering and thought I was drunk. Not yet, Brandon. I could work on it, but I don't have any liquor in the house.
No.
There's none in the house. Robert won't let me drink. He gets very embarrassed by my silliness.
I don't get embarrassed. It's just stupid.
I am stupid. I'm your mother. But we actually, everybody who's listening, we're going to do a wave together, and I want to hear you all go, woo, as it comes around. I'll start. Then you, ready? Woo! Cora's turn. Brandon's turn. Everybody who's listening's turn.
I just feel like the whole world go.
Back to me. Woo! Oh, Trail Jones.
What?
You should have kids.
Am I going today? Touch my toes.
I'll touch you. See, I can touch your toes. See, Cora cheered and so did Brandon as well. Woo! But see, I'm finally getting to understand what this... Not me. I'm finally understanding, like, the whole football thing and why people get excited.
Wait till my first game, I'm gonna freak out.
Oh my god, your first game? Oh, I got like butterflies in my tummy already. You know your first game is in like, it's 3 weeks from, no, it's 2 weeks from, no, your first scrimmage is next week. Your first game is the week after, so 2 weeks. We're gonna have photo albums all on Facebook. It's gonna be like, Robert's first away game. Because me and AJ are coming to your away games too.
How?
We'll get there.
Depends where.
We will get there.
There's one in Brown Deer.
We'll get that one.
Brown Deer?
Yeah. Then there's... Hold on, let's bring up the schedule. We'll go bring up the schedule. I want everybody to get pens.
Brother Hay is my last game.
Yeah, Brother Hay. Okay, I want everybody to have their pens and papers ready to write out the game schedules, please. If you are ready, we shall begin once the paper's loaded. Thursday, August 21st at 4:30 p.m. away to St. Francis. That's just a scrimmage, though. I don't even know where West Tulsa Central is.
Oh, no, Brown Deer's home.
Well,
okay.
Tulsa Central.
West Tulsa.
West Scotia.
That is Thursday, August 28th, 5:30. It's a home game. I will be there screaming. Brown Deer, September 4th, 5:30 p.m. It's a home game. I still will be there screaming. September 11th, 5:30, away against Whitnall. Thursday, September 18th, away against Greenfield. Thursday, September 25th, the day before my 40th birthday, you shall be winning that game as a birthday present to me, against Shorewood, home. I will be there. Just like this. Woo! That's funny, the stuff I cheer all I like, Paul. October 2nd, 5:30, away against Crudderhay. Now, we should explain.
Hey.
What?
Why are you calling it Crudderhay?
Because it's Crud.
Oh, I don't know, I'm just saying.
The high school crud is their arch rivals. That's like saying, what's wrong with the Bears? Do we need to make a list?
No, they just stuck.
See, exactly. See, we'll do the joke. Dallas fan, Packers fan, and a Vikings fan climbing up a mountain. Dallas fan says, do it for the Cowboys! Jumps off the mountain. Packers fan, not to be beaten, says, do it for Packers! Pushes the Vikings fan off the mountain.
Yeah,
that was
actually somebody's kid.
What's wrong with you? Stop!
I'm jumping off this. No, I'm
It is. It is.
You're demented in the head.
Oh, that makes us all happy. Oh, dear. Okay. Back to the schedule. Thursday, October 9th. They haven't announced who it is yet, but it's going to be a home game. Would that be playoffs if you make it?
NC crossover, I don't know what that is.
No, either. Because then you've got another crossover game on October 15th. And it's going to be away against either Brown Deer, Cudahy, Greenfield, Shorewood, Whitnall, or to be announced.
It says to be announced for those teams.
Or to be announced. But actually, speaking of football, me and AJ had to just look at each other on this one. Those of you probably will remember, because I never let anybody forget. But some lowlife stole Robert's cell phone from him a few months back. The dude was in court yesterday. Okay. He's gonna plead and get sentenced on the same day, which is October 2nd. But guess why, Robert? Because I haven't told you this. Guess why the court date isn't until October 2nd? Just guess.
Wait, why? Sorry.
Right, the dude who stole your phone from you. Is going to plead guilty and is going to be sentenced on the same day that he pleads guilty, which is October 2nd. Why is it such a long way away from today, from now? Because him and his attorney told the judge that he was an important football player on South Division High School football team, so the judge is letting him play out the season. So the importance of football is higher, obviously, than the importance of stealing a phone from someone. While we all pause and think about that one, I think we'll take a quick break so I can actually make a cup of tea. Because if I don't have tea, I cry. If I cry, then I make everybody sad. And if I make everybody sad, it's because I cried. So we're going to play a song. And this song is what Robert's going to do on that football field when he steps out there. We'll be back.
Time, I'm just dreaming of tearing you apart. Yeah. Cash money, hero. Private jet, polish. Louis bag, they strap with a priceless glow. Highlight, flipping and get some more. Paradise, the luxury marble flow. When I hit, hit me full of that cash. More money than I seen in the garbage can. Sun of Island, money and the power. That's how we do it, make it rain, make it shower. Top flow, big time, I'm doing big things. Over city view, fall short of new range. Flip another hundred, popping for a hundred. In a new Bentley, uptown stunner.
To the gold line, straight out the hutter. Cash money, gold mine, we just stay loyal. Boy, we getting money like we just found oil. And that's word to my red flag. I live first and leave the bush, dead last. I lay it down so hard, I got a bed rash. And I just tell them to loaf it when the bread pass. Staring at you from the top of the game, man. I might drop the world if I change hands. It feel good to be here. Weezy in the building, got this rebuilt young money.
Hey everybody, we are back. I'm still waiting for my kettle to boil, so I will disappear very briefly again soon to make my cup of tea, because it is a must. Now, I have a special guest with me this evening. He's tall. He's chocolatey. He's delicious. From the mill town, winging his way into hearts around the world, even though he stole mine, Mr. Australian Jones.
Jones.
already knew I was here.
Yeah, but you didn't get a formal introduction.
Don't matter.
You have to have a formal introduction.
Okay. That was a good one.
I was thinking it was a freaking awesome one.
Glad it was.
So tomorrow, where are we going to be in the evening?
Oh, at the Buck Open House.
We will be. Hold this kettle boiling. Tell everybody about what's happening at the Bucks Open House tomorrow.
I didn't get all the information, so I don't know.
Well, they're supposed to be, like, for, see what tickets and stuff are available for
the So they finally got the schedule today.
Right, and I think that's what the main thing is, why they're doing it tomorrow, is that they knew that the schedule came out, so there's going to be that rush of people. You
know,
getting
certain tickets, especially you can buy select packages when you choose what tickets you want. Mm-hmm. And you know that first game that everybody's gonna go after, Cleveland. Well, you got some people that still gonna go for the Lakers game. Wait, why? Because the Dick Bryant fans are Kobe Bryant. They still think they're going to win the championship. As they kind of predicted today that they won't even make it to the playoffs anyway. I know that they're right, the prediction's right. Hope he doesn't have any more. He should just retire.
Well, what did they say? He played 6 games last year before he got injured.
It's like, give it up already.
You know, we're done with it, you know?
Got injured in the last year.
It's just an ongoing thing. You know, it's like, he can't stay healthy. Now, so how do you think the Bucks are going to do this year?
I think they'll be in the running for a playoff, but they're, at least their record will be better than last year.
It won't get much flipping worse, let's be perfectly honest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this is the thing that a lot of people who know me and AJ know that we're big Bucks fans. So this is our actual plan for our wedding. Our wedding's on December 4th, as many of you know. It's just going to be a small little wedding. We're going to have perhaps dinner or lunch and everything afterwards. But it's not going to be anything big and fancy. But then December 5th, our reception to ourselves is the Bucks game. They are playing Miami Heat. Hopefully, Cora and Brandon will still be in town on the 5th because they're coming along with us. It is a must. It is written in the Hazel Wedding Laws that Cora and Brandon will be coming to see the Miami Heat play the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee the day after we get married. Because Cora's never been to a basketball game. They live in Massachusetts.
Well, they're very close to Boston.
I believe so. I'm sorry, but the level of disappointment that's running through me on that one is...
And the thing is, the Bucks played in the last game of the season.
They do indeed. That would be awesome. It's actually a shame that they're not playing the Celtics on the December 5th. Because that would have been absolutely hilarious. Really, really funny. But, you know, it's still going to be a good evening and everything. We'll still have a good time and a good laugh on that lot. And as I say, our wedding's only going to be small and it's not going to be anything.
So fancy.
Already know I'm marrying ourselves. My last name will be Jones. I'm so fancy. Okay, I'm done. But yeah, I will be saving up afterwards because when my parents do finally come back into town in a couple of years, I will want me and AJ to like renew our vows with them here, so then we'll have a bigger thing and everything. But it's still going to be awesome. It will be fantastic.
What's a fantastic?
Fantastic. But I think for now we are going to play another song and we will be back.
Rewind myself, looking for the standing in line to clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. My star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. Good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free. Gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centiphone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of the Jesus Zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a Pez dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Okay, we are back. Now, those of you who follow me on Facebook will actually know that on Friday, my poor little white dog, Libby, got attacked by a dog that was running off its leash. And even though it caused some kind of argument between me and one of Robert's cousins over it, saying what breed the dog was, okay, it was actually an unleashed and unmuzzled pit bull that attacked Libby. I honestly thought we were going to lose her overnight. She was crying, she was in pain, and I just didn't know what to do for her. I really didn't. Thankfully, she is okay now. She's healing up nicely. She's got a couple of like nasty wounds and everything, but they're healing, they're getting smaller and smaller. They started off like really, really deep, and you can see the level of deepness has got shallower and shallower. I believe she's probably going to always have this nasty scar there, but she had one bite mark at the back of her head, one on her, there's two on her spine that we have seen now. As they're scabbing over, we can see them, that's the thing, because not all of them bled. Then she's got this nasty one on her side. She had one little one on her mouth and one on her paw. And I know her one on her paw is still irritating her because she's continuously licking that one, trying to heal it and everything. But as I say, the best thing was on the weekend, we all went out. AJ was at work. I took Robert to see his dad actually on Sunday. We went and got the rest of his stuff for football, and Libby hadn't been jumping up or coming to the front door or anything. And me and Robert came in the front door, and she was by the front door. She tried jumping up to say hello, but it obviously hurt her too much, and she did squeal and everything. But me and Robert were just so happy to see her, you know, at the front door. It was, oh my gosh. Those of you who've got pets and who have had pets get hurt and everything, you can appreciate just what a moment this was. We were just like, oh my God, it's our Libby, look, she's here, she got up, and we were cheering and giving her cuddles and stuff. But it was hard. It was so hard seeing her hurt and knowing there really wasn't much that we could do about it. The vet had told us that 48 hours were critical, that we could have lost her, but because she had made it through Friday night into Saturday, it was a lot, you know, the chances of her living were getting higher and higher and higher and higher. And for those of you, if you go to Facebook and have a look at my timeline pictures, there's this one photo that I took of her when she was on her Friday night. She might lay on her bed because I think she could stretch out and get in a better, more comfortable position for her injuries and everything. And she was laying there, and I'd been laying with her, and I said to her, you know what, we want you to stay, we love you, you're our baby girl, but if the pain's too much and you can't stay, you can go, and there'll be a little boy called Matthew waiting for you. You know, he'll love you, he'll care for you, you know, and you can give him all of our love and everything as well. And I snapped a photo of her at that time, mainly because my friend Anne wanted to see her to see how she was doing, and because I honestly thought that these were going to be our last moments with her, and I wanted pictures of her and everything. And in the photo, to the side, there was nothing in this area, there was nothing that it could have reflected off or anything like that. There is this blurry light image, and I honestly believe, and people can disagree with me and say like, that's fine, that's their prerogative, but I honestly believe that that light anomaly was Matthew there with Libby, you know, willing her to get better for us as well, because I think he also knew just how devastating it would have been to our family. But she is so much better now, and that night as well, when AJ came in from work, she went up and greeted AJ, and you should have seen AJ because he was so happy. You know, Libby is his dog as much as Robert. Libby was actually got for Robert, but she just loves the men in the family. She now seems very attached to me, and I think that's because I did spend all that time over the weekend nursing her and caring for her and cuddling her when I could and just like being with her. But it's just, oh, her healing and her getting better and everything. And I pretty much bored everybody to tears with.
She is mine.
You say you were on top of when you move out.
Yeah, she ain't a big dog.
Since she ain't George, you ain't gonna take her.
Dawn's in the bathroom. So, yeah, there's, you know, we were just beyond sad and then beyond happy that, I mean, Robert's face lit up when he saw her come to the door. And she tried jumping up at us, but it must have hurt her because she squealed. But she just, oh, we were just so happy. But, yeah, it's, the thing is that I understand why people, well, one person got upset that I mentioned the breed of dog that attacked Libby. Yeah. And she, it was Betty, your cousin. Because she said if it had been any other dog, I wouldn't have said what type of dog it was, all that lot. Well, that's not true. I don't care what type of dog it was. I would have said, okay, a boxer attacked Libby, a Rottweiler attacked Libby, a black lab attacked Libby. I would have said what dog it was. And she felt that I was making things worse for people who have pit bulls by mentioning that it was a pit bull. I personally don't think it was. I think that, you know, if you're letting your dog off the leash and it's considered under the dangerous breed category, then, you know, it, and it attacks, I mean, should be mentioned. I don't care if it's a chihuahua that attacked Libby. I would have said a small-toothed, fluffy, crazed dog attacked my dog. You know, at the end of the day, I'm just glad that she's getting better and everything, and she's back to wanting cuddles, and literally, as soon as Robert goes in her room, in his room, she wants to go in there with him. I think because she wants the peace and quiet away from her little girl, Mindy, from jumping all over her and everything. And she knows that Robert would give her her space. But it was scary. It was like 20, a whole weekend of just absolute terror and everything. And AJ would tell you when we like were trying to get her to go back outside to use the bathroom and everything. And he was having to lift her up to get her, you know, to walk and that lot. And I couldn't watch. I couldn't watch. It was scaring me. I thought that, you know, her crying and everything. But by Sunday, she was okay for cuddles and everything. She was a little bit slower. But today, with the exception of the wound on her side and the other ones that are healing, she's just, she's back to being Libby. And that makes us very, very happy. But as I say, you know, it's, you've got to be responsible when you've got pets, and especially with a dog that size, knowing, especially the pit bulls are very territorial. I know that they can be lovely dogs. I disagree with people who say all pit bulls are dangerous and everything, because it's down to the owner. I could turn Libby and Mindy into evil little dogs if I chose to. It's how you treat them. But you know, you have got to be careful. You seriously have got to be careful. You've got to make sure that people are aware that this dog is around. And we're not saying you can't sit outside with your dog, but have it on a leash so that you're able to control it at all times. I mean, it's not only the thought of the dog attacking someone. What if the dog ran into the road and got hit by a car? You know, anything could happen to the dog. It's not just for people's safety, it's for the dog's safety as well. And it, you know, people just need to think about it. There are so many people, especially in the area we live in, who their pit bulls is like, oh yeah, I've got a pit bull. You know, it's not I've got a new dog or anything, it's I've got a pit bull. You know, they're just thinking they want to be thugs and everything, and it just, it's sad because that's where the dogs get the bad rap. You know, people think of pit bulls as being owned by drug dealers and gang members, and they're bred for fighting and everything. And it's just sad. It really is. You know, hopefully over time, this is the thing. Pit bulls are actually two breeds of dogs together. The Americans actually bred. Get that. But you know, it is what it is. People just need to be a bit more careful. On that note, it is 10 p.m. here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It is a glorious night. I have high school registration tomorrow for my number one son, Robert.
No,
he's not.
Oh, yeah.
But he's my number one son. And, you know, it's kind of strange knowing that he's going into high school. easier because I still see, look at him and see this little baby who used to run around and then this toddler, and now he's having trouble putting football pants on because he's in pain from training. You need to put your girdle on underneath, that just looks silly. But anyway, we're going to play another song and we're going to be right back.
Living my life in a slow hell, different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sun shine in 3 damn days. Been fueling up on whiskey. Wish I had a good girl to miss me. Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my way. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her.
I called you last night in the hotel. Everyone knows.
You off my mind. I can't understand.
you gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is Lexi, can I hit it from the front, then I hit it from the back. Know you like it like that. Then we take it to the bed, then we take it to the floor. Then we chill for a second, then we back at it more. Lexi, can I just pardon my manners? Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is
love, mama, it's your boy youngin'. G5 dipped in Louis Vuitton luggage, ayy. Gotta love it, your boy so fly. And all the ladies go winning, winning, go fly. Gucci on the feet, Marc Jacob on the thigh. She wanna ride or die with your boy in the shot, that's right. So I let her kiss the prince, her boyfriend, she ain't missed the
prince. Lexi, can I just pardon my manners? Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is Lexi, can I keep it on the low? Got a girl at the crib, we can take it to the Momo. You can bring a friend, or you can ride solo. Let me get my camera so we can take a photo. When we make love is life.
I don't know what you mean, it's like for shawty, all I wanna know is
Lexi, can I visit you at work? When you sliding down the pole, no panties, no shirt. Then you climb back up the pole, then you drop and do the splits. You make that booty talk, baby, tell me what you need. I make it rain in the club.
You don't know what you mean, it's like for baby.
Pardon my manners, girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera.
You know what it is. Boys hitting or who raised Nellin. So when I give it to her, I know that she ain't telling. See, I'ma go get her, and she a go get it. You already know she is. Sexy, can I send for you red eye? Fresh out the pool, no towel, let it air dry. And if you ain't tonight, then you can watch the tour bus go by.
Sexy, can I just pardon my manners? Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is sexy, can I hit it from the front, can I hit it from the back? Know you like it like that. Then we take it to the bed, then we take it to the floor. Then we chill for a second, then we back at it some more. Sexy, can I just pardon my manners? Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. Can I just have some fun?
We about to turn a mansion now, and we can do it with the cameras out.
Jason.
Get jazzy on.
I'm that flight that you get on, international, first class seat on my lap, girl, riding comfortable, oh, yeah. Cause I know what that girl them need, New York to Haiti, I got that 6 counts on my passport, you make it hard to leave, been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining, all I really need to understand is,
talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. Get jazzy on them.
You know the words in my song. No habla English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. What that girl them want, London to Taiwan, I got this 6 cents on my passport, I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining, all I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me.
Talk dirty to me.
that you can suck my penis. Give it arenas, guns on deck. Chest to chest, tongue on neck. International oral sex. Every picture I take, I pose a threat. Bold and jet, what you expect? Her pussy so good, I bought her a pet. Anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it. Gotta say to my phone on the big booty. Anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it. Gotta say to my phone on the big booty.
Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
Okay, I am back. So I've been happy, I've been loud, I've been obnoxious and everything. And now I'm going to have a piss and moan. A couple of things, to be honest with you. First, about the backstabbing assholes, also known as most of Wisconsin when it comes to wrestling.
Yeah, I actually saw that talk.
Seriously, it's like getting beyond a joke. Unless you work for a certain fed owner and kiss a certain ass and get on your hands and knees and suck certain... Never mind, I won't go that far. Yeah. Then, you know, unless you do all that, then you're nothing. That people will try to shut you down, try to use you, call you names and everything. Even as far as now, somebody who I did actually was the last person I respected in the business. You know, now making claims that he never knew that AJ wanted this certain date and everything. When he knew for weeks, but decides he's going to go and book, you know, another show that day. Why? What? Because he thinks he can get more money there? Or because this snotty-ass little blonde-haired bitch of a girlfriend, you know, is going to say so? The fact of it is that his girlfriend is a cause of one of the reasons why we had so much trouble when she left WSSL nearly over 2 years ago now. She basically was the one who went to people such as Vic the Stick, Jason Masters, Jiggly Jack Spade, who she was trying to sleep with at the time, and made a lot of accusations against us, especially against me and AJ, that were unfounded, that were wrong, and I have little and no respect for her because of that. I think she's one of the biggest wrestling rats there is, and, you know, if DJ Bob wants to throw his business away on a little hood rat like her, that's fine, but then, you know, what can you do about it? As I say, I won't go to any more local wrestling shows. I have no desire to be around such backstabbing little home wreckers like that. At all. I won't. I'm not going to keep on naming names, Robert. Was good friends with us until she stabbed us in the back. She was actually the one who started the rumor amongst the wrestling lot that we lied about Matthew. You know, and to me that's bullcrap, because I let her at our memorial service for him and all this lot. For her to go and do that, why? So she can gain popularity points with the guy she was trying to sleep with at the time. I have no time for her. She stiffens me. That just really, like, kicks me off. And it also leads into my second work, which is, like, to do with my 40th and everything. I had booked this particular DJ, it was like 2 years ago? Because I was going to throw a party for my 40th. So I booked him and everything, and he actually double booked that day to go and work BCW show. When I got hold of him, it was after AJ proposed, actually. It was a case of, okay, I'm going to put the money towards the wedding instead of my 40th. He never responded back to me when I said, oh, but I noticed that you double booked anyway, you're doing BCW show. And to me, that's just so unprofessional that he's blowing off people like that. And it just tells me really what kind of person he really is. I have no time for that, and I will have no time for that. I will show up at our show and help set up and everything, but I won't be around for the rest of it because I refuse to engage myself with those type of people. Simple as that. Now, as I was saying, when it comes to, like, my 40th, part of why I'm a little bit annoyed today is that there are certain people who I've met through wrestling who really need to get their head out their asses. Obviously, you know, me and AJ are only good for what we can give them and everything. You know, and I know damn well if I try throwing myself a 40th birthday, which I'm not even going to bother because to me it just seems like there's no point, those people who I would want to invite won't be there because they will go to a BCW wrestling show, which is the same day instead. And then it'll be like, oh, well, we could go out drinks another night. I want to do drinks another night. I want something to do it on my 40th. I am 40th on September 26th. Not 27th, not 28th. Not the weekend before, not the weekend after. I would like to do something on that Friday. Simple as that. The people who I would invite, they won't be there. They'll be at BCW. They won't show up. I know that for a fact. And yet again, it'll just be me and AJ. So why even bother with the whole big 40th birthday thing? Why bother? I'll stick with my little... You know, me and AJ will probably do what we do all the time. Throw on a movie, throw a pizza in the oven, and... Oh, no, that would be the perfect birthday present, because I'll be screaming about that for the next year. Because then the year after, I'd expect you to win in time for my 41st birthday. But, you know, it's that whole thing of, you know, there are certain people who make such big deals and expect everybody to be there and everything for them. Yet, when we try to do anything, it to me, it's just completely blown up. Maybe it's because we haven't got the money to be able to buy everybody their dinner and drinks, which is why I know half of them are there this evening. You know, but they won't bother coming to us because we're technically too far, but they'll drive all the way to Brookfield. They won't come to our house because we're too far. We ain't far, we're pretty central where we are. We're like 5 minutes from the freeway, whichever direction you go. And it just tells you really what type of people who we associate with that won't take 5-10 minutes to jump in a car to come over to celebrate anything with us. But my friend who lives on the other side of the freaking country and her husband will get in their car and drive across country to come for our wedding. They'll drive across country in winter, not just any time, in the winter where the roads are slick and everything, to see us like they did earlier this year. I know that they're, you know, if they couldn't afford to do it, they wouldn't do it. You know what I mean? I understand that. And it's a money issue. I truly, truly get it. But, you know, I'm just pissed off over that whole thing. I'm sorry, it just ticks me off big time. Because I feel like I'm the friend that you go to when everything's going wrong, when you need somebody to boost you up and all that lot. But I'm not the friend that you'll celebrate their birthday or their special occasions with. I'm not that person, so. But anywho, I'm going to play another song before I start cutting people out, because I could feel that one coming on. We'll be right back.
Right up. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Why?
Came closer to hear you better.
Oh, come on, just give it a try.
All right, maybe just a little.
So listen, all you singers from here to Beijing, you better catch a box string, get ready to clean, cause if love was money, you'd be in a cha-ching, next to a zing, you was arrows under the BC. It was a zing and a zang and a zingy-dee-dee, and there was only one lady in the zing for me, cause when you zing,
what's the zing?
You better know what zing, the only thing you're gonna fling is a wedding ring.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, it's 10:30 at night here, and I am just going to play one more song, and we're going to end the show out. Tune in the rest of the week. We have tomorrow night, we have the Smarks List. I'm sure we're going to be doing something over the weekend, as it's SummerSlam on Sunday. Monday is WSSO Aftermath. If you actually want to put on a show and want a day where you can just talk about this, that, and anything else, give us a shout. We actually have a few days with slots available. You can have a show from anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours. Just hit us up on Facebook or email us any way you want to get hold of us. Just look out for us. We're going to play this one more song, and as soon as the song's over, we are over. We will talk to you next week. Peace and love to everyone.
This just in. DJ Khaled is on the run. Khaled is wanted by an evil assailant group affiliated with censoring the powerful voice of the people. But the movement will not be stopped. Khaled, we got your back. We the best.
Oh, DJ Khaled!
Alabama, Mississippi, on to North Carolina, Philadelphia, Virginia. From down in Miami, where warm in the winter. On up to Minnesota, where storm in the winter. Jacksonville, Tallahassee, Mississippi, holla at me. B&H Town, Southside, Cloverland, Daddy, I'm the man out in Dallas. Better ask Cali, Catman, Cali, with my eyes open, valley. Blowing that spinning, going down Benny. Drop 6-4-3, we'll get switching. Red light stop, make it drop on the bitch. Got a rock cold trip, blow your head off with it. Anything you hear that I said, I meant it. Kane got the crown, then spit out with it.
Been a G in the game, now my son on the throne.
I am the beast.
feed me rappers or feed me beats. I'm insane, I need a leash. I'm insane, I need a shrink. I love brain, I need a leech. Why complain on easy streets? I don't even talk, I let the Visa speak. And I like my Sprite beats to beat. And my wrist brush applaud, but the mule is cooler. I have more juice than your jeweler. Touching, I will brush your medulla. That's a bullet hole, it is not a tumor. Red light, stop your rumors. I stay on track like a box of boomers. I just rock with Junior. I am the little big
cause we take it over.
One city at a time.